Welcome everybody to season 2 of the Mod Pod. Thank you all for an awesome season 1. But this season is going to be like 10 times better and bigger than season 2. We've got YouTube. We're going to film, not this episode, but hopefully for further episodes we're going to film so you can watch as we record. And you just watch how we do stuff. For those of you who like visuals better than just listening, we have a new co-host with us. We're going to give him a chance to introduce himself. His name is Azekiah. We had Jacob last season, but I moved away and he moved away, so that's why it didn't really work. We're like across the country. But anyway, so we have Azekiah. I go to school with him, and we'll let him introduce himself.
Hi, everyone. I'm Azekiah. I don't know. I don't think I need to say my last name. There's not really many Azekiahs out in the world, at least in the United States. Me and Luke have been friends for a while now. We became really good friends over the summer. We went on a trip together, and that's when we became really good friends. And like, he introduced me to his idea of a podcast, and like, I had my own idea for a podcast. I tried to do it, but like, I wasn't really into it. I might be starting another one here on the side. But yeah, Luke started his podcast, so he's more of the go-getter than me at the moment.
No.
And I think it's really cool how he's been doing that. And then obviously I'm joining for season 2. I'm really excited to do that. Hopefully I'll be able to bring a new dynamic to it, bring some new perspectives and ideas to the podcast. And like, I think I'll do that because like I kind of focus on different things than most people. Like
my, he does, yeah.
My contemporary, like my modern news and stuff, that focuses on other things. Like one topic that we'll be talking about is a government shutdown today, and a big part of that for me is the national park system because I love being outside. Speaking of things I enjoy, I really enjoy music. Like, I'm a very much an intellectual listener of music. Like, you know how most people listen to music because like it sounds good or like it has a certain message. Mm-hmm. Like I like to listen to music for like its artistic value, like the leitmotifs introduced within the music and like the themes that albums and projects as a whole introduce and that kind of stuff. And like and because of that, like some of my favorite artists right now are Kendrick Lamar, Tyler the Creator, Chance the Rapper, Childish Gambino, all these people who have a lot of artistic value to them. And that being said, I also very much like listening to classical music because it has that same kind of artistic aspect to it. So like, we'll see how my perspective of like combining classical and like modern hip hop and stuff works out. So hopefully that works.
It's good. Well, I like it. We definitely need like a different view. Because last season was just pretty much hip-hop. We just talked about it. And, like, it's cool for us, but I know a lot of people like other music. But I'm excited to see the change of perspective.
Yeah.
But so a brief rundown of today's episode. First topic is the government shutdown. We're going to be talking about those. We went out and interviewed some people and just, like, short what they thought about it, short, like, one-minute interviews. So you guys are going to be hearing those throughout it. And then our next topic is movies and music albums, or just music that we're looking forward to in 2019, since this year is beginning. We have a whole year ahead of us.
This year is going to be an exciting year, yeah, for a lot of things.
A lot of things. and then we have a mini segment, and it's going to be a Q&A. We advertised on our Instagram that we're taking questions, that we're going to talk about it or answer them in the episode. And hopefully we're going to do that. And like, that's going to be a permanent segment. Like in newspapers, how they say, go ahead.
You guys should follow us on Instagram. It's the_modpod. We love to have you guys there so you guys can interact with us, give us feedback and all that cool stuff. Sorry for interrupting.
No, that was good. But yeah, we definitely, go follow us. We're not on Twitter. Well, I think we're on Facebook, but we don't really use Facebook that much. But because I honestly don't know how to use Facebook yet, surely. But go follow us. We interact with all our I guess fans. But we're gonna be doing that Q&A, and then our final topic, we're gonna be discussing new superstar in the political field. I guess if we could call her that.
I think you can call her that.
Yeah. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC. We're going to be discussing her. She sat down with 60 Minutes with Anderson Cooper and gave a huge, I guess, a 60-minute interview, but a lot of stuff to get into. So thank you so much for listening. And we're excited for this episode.
Someone showering in an apartment. It's kind of some of the restrictions of recording in an apartment. So we're going to go ahead and jump into this next segment here. We're going to be talking about the government shutdown and the various aspects of it. And so what kinds of things did you look at, Luke, for that?
So the first thing I looked at was like why the government shut down. And that's kind of like self-explanatory, or like that's pretty common knowledge if you keep up with politics. But I guess for like to raise money for like the border wall, like we don't pay these people, and we use that money for the wall that we're trying to build, or Trump is trying to build for the border in between Mexico and the United States on the southern border in Texas, Arizona, California, all those places. But so yeah, that's the main thing of why.
Yeah.
But then I try to look at like who it affected, like how long is it going to take, stuff like that. And there's just a lot of info that we want to dissect here.
There's a lot of stuff going on with the government shutdown. And so just like talking about like the starting of it, like you kind of touched on it, it's like how Trump like shut down the government because they can't reach an agreement about the border wall and that kind of stuff. So it's kind of interesting to me that we're at the point in American politics where we're using it's shutting down the government and, you know, not paying all these people as a bargaining chip. And like, it's just kind of strange to me. But going into the different things that are affected by it, like I said, one thing that I wanted to focus on with the government shutdown is the national park system, right? So I'm a really big outdoors guy. I'm wearing a Columbia hat right now. If you I have North Face jet gloves and stuff, and I really love being outside. Like, it's one of my favorite things. And what's really sad to me about this government shutdown right now is that the national park system isn't receiving the attention that it needs. A particular case of this is I'm sorry, I don't have a pops filter, so you might be hearing pops in the recording, but it's okay. But a particular case of this is at Joshua Tree National Park. It's, if you haven't heard of it, it's a beautiful place. I haven't been there actually, so I can't fully attest to its beauty, but it is a beautiful place. Like it's renowned for it just has like granite boulders in like the middle of nowhere, so like tons of people love to go climbing there. It's a really big rock climbing place. It's a really big camping place, like a national park is. And ever since the government shutdown, you know, the rangers and staff haven't been getting paid. So they haven't been going to work because, you know, you go to work to get paid. Mm-hmm. And what has been happening, it's been happening all across the board, but it particularly bad at Joshua Tree, is that the trash cans are starting to like overflow. The bathrooms, like their porta potties, are starting to overflow. And
it's nasty.
It's really gross, right? And for me, what's even worse than that is like those things can be kind of like taken care of, but like people are cutting down trees when they're not authorized to do so. Like, you know, like
no one's there to stop them.
Yeah, no one's there to stop them. And like trees are such a big part of the ecosystem in national parks. Like they're like these little islands of like ecosystem that like I just think it's completely awful. And they're just cutting down trees that have been there for hundreds of years to use as firewood.
Yeah. Some other things in addition to that, I read an article on Twitter, airport security is, been lacking, or not been lacking, I guess, they've not been there. So that means longer lines, like super long lines I've been seeing.
TSA agents have been calling in sick.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
Air quotes to that.
Yeah. As Kai, he was saying, go ahead about the taxes.
Oh yeah. So, but actually, before I get into this, I just want to mention a quick funny story about the TSA. When I was flying back up here after Christmas break, there are two terminals at the San Antonio International Airport for domestic travel. And, like, I spent 20 minutes going through one of them. And, like, my flight was in, like, 45 minutes, right? So I was like, I got time. I'll get through and I'll have, like, you know, like I'll still have half an hour or something. So I go through, and then I'm like, I take the time to look at my boarding pass, and I look, and it's like everything's like B4, B17, B whatever, you know. And I look at my boarding pass, and it says go to gate A4, and I'm like, wait a sec. So yeah, just have the wonderful image of in your head of me running through the airport trying to get through TSA security, which is a painful process, especially since I brought a drone and I had to take all my electronics out of it. Like, so that, yeah, that's a fun little side story. But talking about the taxes, like he said, I like to get sidetracked. I'm sorry, that's one of the things I like to do. But talking about the tax thing that Luke was touching on is that until... So the IRS is a function of the government, and as such, it's suffering the things from a government shutdown, you know. Some of the certain branches of it are being shut down. And as a result of that, until the government is back into full swing, or until the government is back in full swing, or unless they make special allocations, like make an emergency budget, tax refunds will not be issued to anyone. And like, I'm upset about that, you know. Like, yeah. I had financial plans, you know. I'm planning to get through my entire first year of college debt free by paying off my student loans with a tax return, and now I don't know if that's gonna happen in a fashionable amount of time.
When does that normally happens in April, right? That's tax season.
That's when it normally ends, like.
So, like, in March and April, that's when we start getting our taxes back, usually?
Yeah, so that's normally when most people submit them. Like, what I like to do is, if you get your W-2s fast enough, like, by the end of January, I believe all businesses are required to have them sent out by January 31st or something. Mm-hmm. You can submit them to the government as soon as you get it, and a lot of people don't do that, and so, like, they'll submit it in, like, April, and it will take, like, a month to get it back. Yeah. But the first time I did taxes, it was like I submitted it as soon as I got it, like in February, and only it took a couple weeks for me to get my money. So,
yeah. Well, the thing about that, I don't see any movement with the government shutdown as far as progressing towards it not being shut down. So we could get to April and somehow it still be shut down.
Yeah.
By the way, before, like, the first time it shut down earlier, like, in 2018, right? That was, like, not the first time, I guess. Well, I didn't even know the government could get shut down. I didn't even know that was a thing. Yeah, so I was, like, way confused. But now we're in, like, we could be month-long. Like, I guess Trump was meeting with Nancy Pelosi or something, some of the Democrats, to talk about, to try to do conflict resolution with this border wall. And apparently they said no right at the beginning that they're not getting the votes or whatever, and he just walked out, like, just walked out right at the beginning of the meeting. So I guess it's, like, counterproductive, but maybe he has a plan. I don't know. But, so I don't see this thing anytime soon. Like, I don't know.
It's really hard because of the way that, like, our government works right now with, like, a bipartisan approach that we have. Like, it makes sense that we have bipartisan because, like, you start at, like, the primaries, and then, like, people get elected in who they feel represents their belief the most, and they belong to a major party so that they have a platform to run for any sort of office, right? But then you end up where we just have the extremes of either political spectrum getting voted in, and that's how we end up in, like, these kind of, like, gridlock situations. And that's why I'm really scared about, like, what was gonna, like, I guess it's not terrible because we're 2 years in and, like, this is what the worst that's happened, mm-hmm. kind of so
that
far.
That is true, yeah.
But, like, it kind of makes me worried. It's like, if we're not able to work together as Americans to reach resolutions and, like, compromises and stuff, like, what's gonna happen, right?
It's like, I think today, like, nowadays or today in this era, it's, like, so divided between Democrats and Republicans. It's like they're the enemy. Each one is the enemy, which I kind of understand that, but, like, it's like it pulls us away from what we should be, I think, doing, is, like, uniting the country together. Yeah, but I could see, like, why it is that, but it's just, like, it gets old, like, like it eventually. It's cool, like because it's like it's like the rivals going back at it.
So like, so like back in August or something, I made a Twitter account, right? Because I was like there's a lot of people on Twitter.
Twitter's where it's at. Except we don't have a Twitter though, so we can't say anything.
Yeah. So I made a Twitter because I see lots of like funny screenshots from Twitter and I'm like, oh, this must be a fun platform to be on. And I go on and it's the depths of hell of political fury on really. There, dude. People from both sides just going at each other. And I'm like, what are we doing? Yeah. We're not like humanely discussing things with each other.
When in Texas, it was, I'm pretty sure you guys said, Beto O'Rourke facing Ted Cruz or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just, like, got off Twitter, like, especially after he won. Ted Cruz, like, narrowly won, but it was just so annoying. Like, people were like, if you voted for Ted Cruz, just go kill yourself.
I know.
Or like, vice versa. Like, either way, I'm like, geez, like, that's, like, extreme. It's just, like...
It's just, like a physical manifestation of like the gaming community. Like it's just ridiculous. Like, and so like I deleted Twitter and then like I logged back on like a couple of days ago on my computer just to see. And I'm like, it's still the same.
It is.
I'm like, dear goodness, man.
So I think that's about all unless you have any more thoughts on the government shutdown.
I have one more thing about the government shutdown is that in one of the interviews that we did, a guy mentioned that he was trying to log into the FAFSA site and to get his FAFSA done because, you know, college, it ain't cheap. And so he logged into the FAFSA site and he found out he's not able to submit his FAFSA stuff because of the government shutdown. And I'm also very worried about that because, like, well, we'll see how things pan out. But yeah, I think that's all I have to say about the government shutdown.
So now we're going to let the people talk. We're going to have show our interviews. They're pretty short, but we're gonna have it was yesterday. Yesterday was Thursday, so Thursday afternoon, we just went around by the food court or whatever. What's it called?
It's called the Taylor Quad.
The Taylor Quad, I thought it was Center Square. Or is that it?
So the cafeteria area is called the Man Wearing Center Crossroads.
Oh, Crossroads, yeah. So that's what's called the Crossroads area. So we went outside of there and just like talked to people. So here's what they have to say.
We're here with
Jay Hernandez.
Jay. Okay, and what do you think about the government shutdown?
I think that people need to learn how to work together and really work towards like a better community, really.
Okay. Do you think it affects your day-to-day life as like a college student and as a young person in general?
Actually, it does. The other day, I tried to log into my FAFSA, and it was completely shut down. So it really prevented me from receiving help and helping me in school and stuff.
Yeah. Did you hear that you're not going to be able to get tax returns because of the government shutdown?
I haven't.
You haven't? Did you work at all in the States last year?
Yeah, I worked the last 6-7 months.
Yeah. So will that affect you at all?
Probably. Yeah.
All right. Any other thoughts you want to share?
Not at the moment. That's it.
All right. Thank you very much. So what are your thoughts on what Jay said?
I agree with him. Pretty much like we were saying, I think both sides need to work together.
Yeah.
He had some good point. Like he had a good point. We need to work together and just put our differences aside. But yeah. I guess like not completely work together, but like, I don't know. Because if we work together, like.
If we work together, you get stuff done, which is better than. Yeah, it's
better
right
than
now.
Nothing. Yeah. So we have our next guy, Jose. Here goes his answers to the questions we had for him. So we're here today with.
Jose,
so what are your thoughts about the government shutdown at the moment with Trump?
I think he's just throwing a temper tantrum at just Congress and everyone and just to try to get a stupid like amount of money to build a wall.
Yeah. Do you know if it'll affect our day-to-day lives at all as young people and college students?
I think it will because so far the government shutdown is affecting security nationwide. Mm-hmm. It's affecting how we take care of the security and the airlines and also with the FBI. And it's just affecting security nationwide, so it's going to affect at the end. It's going to affect every...
Did you hear that we're not able to get our tax returns as long as it's shut down?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sad about that?
Oh, no. Of course I don't need money. As Trump said, I'll get by. I'll figure things out.
Yeah, of course.
So I'll start responding to this one. I really like the Jose. He had like a kind of monotone voice, but he had like a very sarcastic tone to it at the same time. And like, I kind of agree with what you said about like Trump being kind of a baby about this, because like Luke mentioned earlier, like he went to, what's the word? He went to talk with the Democrats about reaching a solution to this, right? And when they said they wouldn't give him what he wanted, that he just walked out. And at the same time, the Democrats are kind of doing the same thing. And like,
So a part of that story, sorry for interrupting. A part of that story, they when he asked, he was talking, and they just said no. Like, they just flat out said no. They didn't like counterpoint. They didn't give. That was one of the reasons he said he walked out. Like, he said they weren't trying to. They were being stubborn. He was pretty much, but.
See, both sides are being babies. So, Jose, your statement rings entirely true. People are babies.
Yeah.
And what else do you want to talk about in his interview?
He said airlines, exactly what we said. He said he didn't work, or what did he say? I think he said he did work or something, but said
he was talking about like the FAFSA, I think.
That was last year. No. We asked him about the returns. He said he heard about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like,
oh, Trump said I don't need the money. That was where he was sarcastic, which is funny. But,
I know.
So, no, he was a good.
I felt you on a lot of those points.
So. Yeah. So, our last one, we have Andrew. He had some very clear cut points, as you will hear in a second.
So, we're here with Andrew.
Andrew, and what are your thoughts on the government shutdown?
I'm fine with it.
Fine with it?
Yeah.
What do you think? Have you heard that we're not getting tax returns until the government is back up?
It doesn't bother me, really, to be honest with you. When the government shut down, most of the things that are shut down are considered non-essential. And if they're non-essential, why did we have them in the first place?
Okay. Has it affected your life as a college student or young person?
No, it's made me happy.
And then any closing thoughts on the government shutdown?
Again, if these things are considered non-essential, why do we have them?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So there goes Andrew O'Born. but he was funny. He was very blunt about what he thought.
He was very blunt.
He was saying non-essentials, I guess they could be non-essentials. Like, we don't need them, like, technically, but tax returns, I mean, those are kind of essential to me. National parks, those are pretty essential, but
yeah,
I guess not technically essential, but... To us, they're essential, like, as people. There's stuff that, like, doesn't matter, but it matters because it's, like, technically it doesn't matter, but it does matter, kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah, you know, like, the national parks kind of thing. And I don't know. I can put in a plug for – I'm very libertarian. I'm very much, like, the rights belong to the individual and not the group. And I also kind of have been exploring the idea of voluntarianism, which is the idea that, like, public services such as, like, roads and stuff should be made private,
mm-hmm.
right? And, like, we kind of see some of that within some of the national parks. Like, I think it was at Yosemite where, like, there would be groups of people that would go in and take out the trash and stuff without being paid or that aren't affiliated with the national parks.
Yeah.
And so, like, I can kind of see where he's coming from with, like, the non-essentials. But at this end... But at the same time, I agree with him. There's a lot of waste. Do you know who it was that did like the government waste report?
I don't know.
Oh,
was it like a school or no?
No, it was a senator.
Okay,
I can't remember who it is. I feel really bad about that, but there was one where it was like they spent several million dollars over the course of 11 years. Studying the mating habits of quails on cocaine or something
that. Nice.
And yeah. So yes, Andrew, I appreciate your bloodness very much. And so that's that.
Have you seen Parks and Rec, the show?
I haven't seen Parks and Rec.
So it's kind of like The Office. I'm pretty sure, like, a lot of people have seen it. It's a pretty popular show. It's kind of like The Office, but I feel like everyone in the government, they should just watch that as tutorials whenever they good office. But it's kind of funny. It's like Yeah, it's national parks, but no. It's a funny show.
That's interesting.
Okay, so that is all the time we have for this segment. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to get to movies and music. We're excited for this topic. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Back at it again. Section 2 of Season 2. Boom. We're in the Matrix now. So this section, music and movies, we're excited about. So I'm going to read some of the movies. We'll start with movies. I'm going to read some of the movies that are coming out this year. I just Googled movies that are coming out in 2019. And here are some of the top movies. Captain Marvel, Avengers Endgame, which is part 2 of the, what is that series called?
Infinity War.
Infinity War. Yeah. Supposedly that's like the closing of all the Avengers or this saga of the Avengers, I think, right?
Yeah. It will be interesting. We'll talk about that one more later.
Lego Movie 2, which I just saw the trailer for a couple days ago. Really? I was excited about.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Toy Story 4, bummer, but we'll talk about that. Lion King, like a remade version, live version, if that's possible. Frozen 2 is coming out in November, supposedly. Jumanji 2 in December. And Star Wars Episode IX, which is, I guess, 9.
Yeah,
Nine. So we all expected the Star Wars. Let's start at the bottom and go up. Star Wars, are you a fan of Star Wars, by the way?
Yeah, I really like Star Wars. Like, I don't know. I've enjoyed the original trilogy, right? And, like, I very much respect it as classics, and I enjoy watching it, but they're not my favorite, per se.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite is probably... My favorite canonized right now is... the Star Wars Clone Wars series, not the prequels, but like the TV series, because it goes into a lot of content there.
Okay.
And I've watched a lot. I've read a lot of like the Legends comics and stuff like that. So, yeah.
I'm like not a huge fan of Star Wars. Like, I could live without it, but they're pretty good movies. I've liked the newer ones. The newer ones are pretty good, I guess. I fell asleep to the last one, I think, just because, like, it was good. I didn't love it, though. Like,
I actually did the same thing. Well, I did that the second time I watched it, because I watched it on the very first opening night with a couple friends, because I was excited for it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I fell asleep the second time watching with my family, so that was funny.
But, yeah, they're pretty good. I'll probably go see that one, like, when it comes to, like, Netflix or something.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that one, though, because I don't know. The Last Jedi was a very interesting movie in, like, in not good way. I have a lot of thoughts on that. Probably don't have the time for that right now.
Well, maybe when that one comes out, maybe we'll do a special episode for you guys on that.
Yeah, we could do a special Star Wars episode.
Jumanji 2, did you ever see the first one? Or, like, I guess
the first one, the reboot, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was a very funny movie, actually. Like, and most of the time... As much as I love Dwayne The Rock Johnson, a lot of his movies have come out to be, like, mediocre because he's just, like, thrown around like crazy.
Yeah, he has, like, I think he came out, like 5 or 6 movies last year.
It's crazy. But that one I found very funny, especially with Kevin Hart.
That one was good. And Kevin Hart and Jack The Rock Black. Have been... Oh, yeah. they've been talking about it. I've just seen, like... And they're saying it's, like, going to be really good.
Really?
They're hyping it up, yeah.
That's awesome.
So I feel like if the actors or the artists, like music wise, if they're like genuinely hyping it up, I'm excited for it. Like,
yeah.
I know it's going to be good. That's most of the case, and it is. But I'm excited for Jumanji 2. Frozen 2, I don't even know how that's possible.
Yeah.
I don't think it left on a cliff. It closed on the first one, right?
It really nicely. Much closed.
So, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah. That one's going to be interesting. That one's
weird. All right. Lion King remake, supposedly it's like almost script for script the exact same thing.
Really?
Yeah, as the first one, but it's like live action. It's not really live action though. It's just like a bunch of CGIs. But
yeah,
that
will be interesting.
Yeah. Oh, it has a Donald Glover though, which we both.
It does have Donald Glover.
I'm pretty sure, and I think Seth Rogen too.
Oh, that would be really cool.
So I'm excited to see how it's gonna be. I'm not excited for the movie. I'm excited to see how it's gonna be. Toy Story 4. Number 3 ended on a perfect note. You can't close a trilogy better than that.
No.
So, and they just released teaser trailers, so I don't know what this one's going to be about. But it looks like it has all the same cast or like toys, all the same characters as the old ones, which I'm like confused, but maybe it'll be good. Who knows?
Yeah.
Lego Movie 2.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy the Lego movie. Like, I'm normally someone who's very critical of things. Like, I look at things in a very critical light. But, like, I enjoy the Lego movie because it's just so, like, funny and lighthearted.
It was a classic, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited for number two.
Okay, now we get into the two big ones. Avengers Endgame. I'm like an Avengers fan. You're probably more of like a superhero fan than me. Avengers are cool. Like, movies are good, but
yeah.
Share your thoughts on how this one's gonna play out.
So, what are your thoughts? I don't know. Maybe we can have a special episode on this one in the future as well, because I've read I've read a handful of theories about how this is gonna pan out. But I'm very excited. The first Infinity War was very well executed, I feel, in the fact that they had a very huge cast of characters. Mm-hmm. And I felt that was very well executed. And I'm excited to see how that good execution portrays itself in the final Avengers movie of like this era, because a lot of actors' contracts are expiring. Yep. And so that will be an exciting one.
The main thing I'm looking forward to in this movie is how Ant-Man is going to escape the... remember at the end of Ant-Man?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
like in the trailer, it shows him knocking on the door.
Yeah, it's weird. Captain Marvel, I literally know nothing about this girl. It's a girl, right? I'm pretty sure it's a girl.
Yeah, it's a girl.
I just saw the trailer for like the first time a couple of days ago. And like... the first 30 seconds, I didn't even know what I was watching. Like, I didn't know what movie it was going to be until the end. But it looks pretty good, I guess, yeah. But.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. That was touched on Earth's Mightiest Heroes, the cartoon TV series.
Okay.
They kind of talked about her a little bit. And, like, she is a very, very, very strong character. And so we'll see how that one pans out, too. I wonder what kind of role she'll play in Endgame.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun to watch.
Any movie? We got our list. Any movies you want to add to that? We want to talk about?
Is the live action Aladdin this year?
Oh yes, I did see that one. Yeah. I should have added that one. That one did look. I didn't watch the trailer, but from what I saw, it was like a screenshot of the trailer. It looked kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Will Smith is going to be the genie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. I feel like that's a really good casting for that role. Like.
Yeah.
That's going to be really fun to watch.
The other one I saw, I forgot to add it to the list. It was like Men in Black International. I don't know.
I saw a screen capture of that. Yeah. No. Live action Sonic.
I didn't see it.
Have you seen it? There's not a trailer out for it now, but like Sony like posted like a screenshot of like a poster for it or whatever. And like the internet, like at least the meme community.
I think I did see the memes.
Yeah, that one's gonna be interesting. I feel like that's gonna, my personal opinion on it right now is like I just totally clipped right now with the piece, but whatever. But my personal opinion on that is that it's going to flop. unless they follow the pattern that they set with Into the Spider-Verse, was a phenomenal movie. I feel like it's going to be totally dumb. And like,
so you don't have high hopes for it?
I don't have high
hopes. No, okay.
Which would make it better if it does turn out as a good movie.
That is true. You set your bar low and then pretty much anything can beat it.
Yeah.
So we're going to get on with music. A lot of music came out last year. As you heard in our season one, last year was a very good year for music. A lot of albums came out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen I'm sure it's out there, the statistics of like how many albums came out. But it was a lot. Pretty much every week. And very last weekend in December, I was like looking for new music, and I was like shocked there was no big albums that came out. Right? It was weird that it was shocking to me that nothing came out.
Yeah.
But.
No.
So this year,
2018 was pretty crazy.
This year, a lot of albums are supposedly in the works. Not a lot of set dates, which is, the year is just starting, so we don't.
Yeah.
But a lot of rumors.
The nature of
these
things.
Exactly. Yeah. So we do have two set dates next weekend, next Friday. James Blake, I think he's like a British singer. I'm pretty sure he's from Britain. He's a big time singer, but he's supposedly he was on Astroworld, Travis Scott Astroworld.
Okay.
On Stop Trying to Be God. He had like a great verse on that, him singing. But supposedly he's supposed to have Metro Boomin on it, Travis Scott. I think Nav was supposed to be on it, but it's like weird. It's like he's like a British singer. Like he's like a gospel singer, I think.
Really?
He has like some gospel albums or something like that. And he's like mixing. But so he's like a really good. Yeah, he's really good. He's on Jay-Z's album 444. But so him and Future are both releasing on the 18th. I'm excited for the Future album. It's been Ever since he released, like, last week, the announcement for it, he's been hyping it up. And the two singles he released, Jumpin' on a Jet and Crushed Up, are both really good. And he released his documentary called The Wizard today. He released it, and I watched, like, half of it. It was really good. Who else? Rihanna is supposed to release an album. She confirmed that she will be releasing in 2019.
That's cool.
Yeah. So then we get to the collab albums. So supposedly Chance the Rapper and Kanye are really working on an album, but it's just rumors. Like, I don't think either of them said. I think Chance mentioned it once, but
I think Chance, like, confirmed that they have a few tracks already made together.
Yeah. But that I'm excited to see Chance by himself, which he has not made an album. It's all been mixtapes, or what he doesn't call them albums. So if he whenever he calls an album, you know it's gonna be like crazy.
I know.
And then Chance the Rapper and Childish Gambino are supposedly working on an album.
I'm so excited for that. Yeah. I am so excited.
Which, it's not surprising, or kind of, but Childish Gambino, after his last album, he said he's making one more album, and then he's done with music.
Yeah.
So maybe he was talking about one more solo. Sad day. So I think he said he wants to, like, focus more on directing and acting. Yeah. Which,
I mean, he does a great job at those, too.
Yeah. I think he's a better actor than he is musician. He's an awesome musician.
His stuff is kind of weird sometimes. Yeah. Like, especially Awaken My Love. There was some strange stuff in there.
That was great. That was a great album. But it was weird, yeah. So do you have any other albums you want to add to this list?
Any other albums?
Or artists that you're excited? Supposedly Yandy. Kanye West is releasing Yandy this year, which he was supposed to release. He set 2 days last year, and then he just didn't release them. Yeah. Release the album, so hopefully it's coming this year.
Yeah, I don't know. This is an aspect of the podcast I need to work on. I'm a little bit out of the loop when it comes to, like, upcoming projects and albums and stuff, but I will definitely have more thoughts on that in the future.
Awesome, yeah. So we're going to take one more break before we do our question and answer and our final topic, so stick with us.
All right, everyone, we're back for our next segment, and we're
gonna mini segment.
Oh yeah, our next it is kind of a mini segment, but we're gonna be doing a quick question and answer, and we'll get right into that.
So we posted, as we said, we asked you guys for questions.
There's a plumber working in the apartment place, so you might hear random noises.
Yeah, but no, it's good. On our Instagram, we asked you guys to ask questions and we'd answer them. Kind of like in old newspapers. Do they still do it in newspapers? Do you know where it's like the advice column?
I'm not sure.
I can't remember the
newspaper in so long.
So hopefully it'll turn into that. Or like just questions or advice you guys have, because we're experts on that kind of stuff.
we're pretty much all knowing.
So, question one, biggest influences in our lives. You want to start with that?
Sure. So first of all, I have to give credit to my mom and dad. Like, they're obviously very big influences in my life. And beyond that, a big influence in my life has been my grandparents, like, and that's like my family side of it. So just going into a little bit of detail about my grandparents are 75% of them are immigrants. And like the fact that they were able to immigrate from Chile and the Philippines, what we call third world countries, start a life here, like not really knowing the language, and get to the point where like they're, children have master's degrees and stuff, like I think that's just
your
incredible.
Your mom just get her master?
Yeah, my mom actually just graduated with her master's.
Everyone think congratulations to her, since you can't reach her, but just think it in your head.
yeah they can comment it, I don't care.
Comment it, definitely comment it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely a big influence in my life, like showing me that like if they can do that, then I can do anything. Another big inspiration in my life, influence, whatever the word is that we're using. There's a choir conductor in Austin, Texas. He conducts Conspirare. His name is Craig Hella Johnson, and he's an incredible person. He's like he's kind of like what most people would call old, but like he still has a very youthful energy about him. He's a super humble guy, and like the way I had the opportunity to watch him work with a choir once, and the way he is able to work with people and get noises out of them that like they didn't know that they can produce themselves, like beautiful noises, of course, it's just incredible. And it's inspired me to change the way I look at working with people and like, you know, dealing with people and getting them to do things. And so those are like two big influences in my life.
Yeah, so for me, like as I kind of said, like my family, like extended family, like we all go to my grandma's house like maybe like once or twice a month for dinner, like we talk, everything like that. Of course my parents, but then the other one I kind of want to touch on is like my peers, like even people like just my peers, not my friends. I think like if you want to become like, maybe we want to influence people with this podcast, I think if people want to become influencers, they have to realize like how they're influenced by people and by people they look up to and even people they don't look up to. Like if I hear this guy use a word, right, it's just like a colloquial word, like maybe no one uses, maybe like a, I don't know, what's a colloquial word that nobody uses, really uses?
I don't know. I like to use the phrase "get thee hence."
Get the what?
Get thee hence.
Get thee hence. Yeah, like I'll maybe hear him use that in like a store, and then I'll start using that because I'll think it's cool, and he influenced me. Yeah. But like, I think it's important to like recognize like who influences you and like who you influence, just like by simple things like that.
Yeah.
So I would just say like friends, peers, and like family.
Yeah, but I think a definitely a very important thing to recognize is that you do have an influence on other people, mm-hmm, all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter what your relationship is with them. If they're your parent, your sibling, your leader, your manager, your subordinates, you always have an influence on that person on some degree, whether it's just the way your attitude is that day and stuff like that. I've done a lot of reading on, like, the psychology of leadership. So if that helps boost my credibility, then that's awesome.
He's a professor already.
Well, we'll get there.
Our next question. If this is a good question, actually. If you could, who would you bring back from the dead?
This is a really hard one. So I would want to bring back Bach because he changed the way that music works entirely. Like, if you have a chance, if you're interested at all, just like watch a TED Talk or something about Bach and his fugues. Like, the guy started writing music so differently that he got kicked out of the church, which, like, the church was, like, everything back then, in his time. So, like, he started writing music in such a different way that he got kicked out of the church. And, like, I would want to have a good discussion with him about, like, the way he writes music, the way he thinks and that kind of stuff, right? And another person would be really cool, that would be Nikola Tesla. Because the guy had such an advanced understanding of electricity for his time. Like, he actually came up with the idea of wireless charging and, like, came up with designs to implement that, like, wireless electricity
transmission. Like, his, like, thoughts and, like, ideas are, like, stuff we use, like, stuff we think about and, like, use all the time. But he was, like, so ahead of our time with it.
So ahead of his time.
So mine is a hard, good question. I would say maybe... two right off the bat that comes to mind, Marvin Gaye and Frank Sinatra. Both I like a lot. But Marvin Gaye, he was like killed at a very young age he was like in adulthood, but his dad killed him. It was crazy, off money, like just some money stuff.
Yeah, I don't know much about Marvin Gaye. That's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't know until maybe like earlier this year. But then Frank Sinatra, obviously, like, his legacy of like jazz. I like jazz, like that's one of my favorite genres, I guess. But I want to have a sit. And he had like a very like messed up life, kind of.
Yeah.
Like most people in that era are like in that place where they're at in their lives, have like Picasso, like everyone, like,
yeah,
most people are messed up.
Something messed up.
Yeah.
Like, so like, interesting fact about Frank Sinatra. A big reason of why he became so popular is because, one, he had an amazing voice, right? And two, he had asthma, so he was deferred from the draft for World War II. And so, like, all the other young males were off overseas fighting, and he was a young male in a nation full of women, and he was able to sing good and like perform.
He was like the first teen hot heartthrob, I guess.
Yeah, he was like the first like superstar.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, he was a cool guy.
Yeah. But yeah. So, and our final question is favorite artist. This is a simple one for me. Probably of all time. Like Kanye West, probably just because of what he's done for music in general and like his fashion, like just as far as artistry, like I think he's like a legend. But
my favorite right now, this kind of changes on like a weekly basis. right now, I don't know. It's very split between Kendrick Lamar and Tyler, the Creator. I would say Tyler, the Creator right now, because I've been listening to a lot of his stuff. But I really like the way that he's able to use music. He, like, you have the hip-hop norms of, like, you know, like, a solid beat and, like, all the pads and stuff and, like, a little bit of melodic stuff. But he's able to, like, create such a lush, full sound, like, almost like an orchestral sound within hip-hop, like, bounds, right?
Yeah.
And, like, rap over that kind of stuff. And, like, the way, like, his bars are... awesome because they're so different from everyone else's. Like, he changes it up a lot. Well, not everyone else is, but like from what's a lot of modern like radio stuff.
And like he's like, he used to, like when he was with Odd Future, he was like an outcast, like only underground people. And like he was like kind of like shamed by like, because he was like, he made some crazy music, like
he did about, like, he made some weird
like,
stuff,
devil worshipping stuff. But then it's like he transformed, he's like almost now like a pop star, if that's like a thing, I guess.
Yeah.
But like he did the soundtrack for The Grinch, the kids movie that just came out, which was it was weird, but it was good. And then he made like his own like Grinch,
He made his own like Grinch album.
Yeah, and it was really like, good. I was like listening to all winter. Yeah, but I guess those are some of our favorite artists. Another one, like right now, one of my favorite artists, ASAP Rocky.
ASAP Rocky is good. Yeah.
He's like, he's awesome.
he also like. I've been trying to listen to him more. He's on my list of artists that I'm trying to listen to more. But like whenever I try to listen to him, a lot of his Odd Future stuff comes up, and like all the Odd Future stuff is so strange.
Yeah,
it's such weird stuff. And so yeah, I've been trying to get in, but like it's hard.
Album of the year of 2018 goes to ASAP Rocky. Go listen to our music awards episodes, our season finale of season one. But so. This is so our final segment, a political superstar, Twitter superstar, as we were talking about Twitter earlier. It just fits into our Twitter category about earlier. Yeah. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she has been making waves in 2019. What are we on, like 9 days in? 11 days
she's
in.
She's already gone crazy. Yeah,
she's like craziest person of the year. No, I don't know. so she sat down with Anderson Cooper for a 60-minute interview on 60 Minutes, and she we'll dive into what she said, her points. But just right off the bat, do you have any, like, what are your thoughts on her as a person?
So, general impression. It's hard. Because I don't like passing judgment on people. Like, I'm a sociology major, and I'm very much a sociologist. Like, try to look at people entirely holistically. Like, look at their culture, yeah. I try to look at their culture, where they came from, what environment they were raised in, and stuff like that. So, I don't know. She's a very interesting culture. I disagree with a lot of her fundamental ideas.
Yeah.
Very,
I think she's a nice person. I mean,
she's
probably.
A nice person,
You can't really win if you're not a nice person, I guess, because you got elected by people. Or, like, a fake nice person. You can be a fake nice person, but...
That's true.
I'm sure she can be a nice person.
She seems nice enough.
Yeah. So just some of the things... she said in this interview and this 2019 so far, I'm just read. She wants a, where'd it go? Hold up. A marginal tax rate of 70%, up to 70%, which I think she's understating. I think before in like the 60s, I think it was like 95. It got up to like 95 at one point, the marginal tax rate. But I think if like she got her way and like it would get up there. But, of course, this is only, it's only getting that high when it's the super rich, but it's still a problem because It's the opposite of incentive.
Incentivize, yeah.
Decentify. I don't know. We don't know how to talk to you, but what was the last word we said?
It was like incentivize.
So if I were to make like 20 million, and I get taxed 70%, I would only make 6 million, right?
Yeah, 6 million.
So it doesn't. Why would I? Why she said like it's gonna start at the 10 million mark. I'm just gonna go ahead and make like 9.5 million, and that would take away all the jobs. But it doesn't affect me because like that's all right because I don't want to get taxed that much.
Yeah, and like I wouldn't have that much of a problem with it if the government manage money well, you know.
Yeah.
Like so like they kind of like take wealth, they don't create it. Like the thing is, like the super wealthy are super wealthy because they help grow the economy and they know how to work with it. I can hear you breathing.
Oh my bad.
But they know how to work with it, you know. They take that money, they invest into the economy, create more jobs for more people, and then they capitalize on that and get more money for themselves at the same time. So like there's a reason they're super wealthy, but like I don't know. I'm no economist.
But don't worry, if this thing does go through, most people are not going to be affected by 70%. It's not like if you make $10 an hour and you work a 10-hour day, you're not only going to make $30 an hour. You're not going to make $30 an hour on that day. Yeah. I mean $30 total.
Yeah.
But if you want to become rich, I guess, or if you already are rich, if you're already in the 1%, I think it's like the 0.1 or something. I don't know what it is. Because I think I saw that if you make like $300,000 a year, that means you're in the 1%.
Yeah. The wealth gap is pretty insane. Yeah.
It's not what like, it. When you hear like 1%, you don't like. You kind of think like making millions and millions of dollars.
Living in like penthouses,
yeah,
in New York and Las Vegas, but, and like staring down at the street in their fancy suit coats, and drinking a bottle of champagne. Like
we're in the 1%.
Those filthy peasants down there walking down.
Yeah, but So there's a lot of flaws I can see in this plan. Maybe she has it figured out. I doubt it though. But in addition to her marginal tax rate, or whatever it's called, she wants to like have property taxes. So in New York City and Los Angeles, or like in New York State and California, the super rich could be taxed 82%, which I guess is not a record high still, but 82% is like crazy.
Yeah, I think politics is kind of funny because it's the average American. Especially stuff like taxes, because it's the average American arguing about things that we don't have to really
deal sure.
with. Like, as much as I would love to be making over $10 million mm-hmm. a year, the probability of that happening is not very high. But, like, at the same time, it just doesn't really make sense.
Well, in effect, I think it also, like, in that aspect, it doesn't affect us because most of us are probably not going to make that much. But then jobs.
Yeah.
If, like,
then there's the jobs, yeah.
So it has a trickle down effect eventually, so that's why I just don't see this thing working out. And another thing she said, or another thing I've been seeing, some Democrats, it's like split between the Democrats. So it's not only split between Republicans and Democrats, between her like liking her and not liking her, but it's split in between the Democrats itself. Like a lot of Democrats don't like her, like they want to shut her up because they kind of see that it's hurting their chances for 2020. People are just gonna see Miss Cortez and CEO, like that's what Democrats want most, but some of them don't want that. But then some of them see her as an opportunity and like are trying to like get her on their side like more, so they can like take a shot at Trump in 2020 and maybe win.
Yeah.
And then so it's just like if something is split between your own side, it typically doesn't is not a good idea.
And like that's another thing about the political system is that like it can be split like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you have to, like, dig to see that it's split. But, like, it will be portrayed as, like, oh, look, this one person, Alex Cortez, is representing the entire Democratic Party. She's evil. Therefore, the Democratic Party is evil. You know? Like, no. That's the problem with group politics is, like, you try to identify the group by an individual and it doesn't work.
Yeah. A fellow Democrat of hers, I guess they decided to remain unnamed, or I couldn't find the name of them. They quoted, she needs to decide, does she want to be an effective legislator or just continue to be a Twitter star, which I thought was true. Like, she made the video of her dancing or whatever. It kind of went viral.
Well, that's like from college.
No. Well, she made a new one.
Oh, she made a new one. So I guess, yeah. Which, I was like outside of her office.
Yeah. Like, that's cool, I guess. But is that all you're doing? I don't see anything else. Like,
yeah.
Until I see some movement in the government, that's all I'm gonna think of her for. Okay, we have some more notes on her. So she also said in the interview that within 12 years, she wants to have zero carbon emissions and no fossil fuels. So
wait, in how many years?
12.
12.
Yeah. So Anderson Cooper made the point of he was like shocked. I guess in 12 years, everyone would have to be riding an electrical car or using an electrical car, which I don't think would happen. But that's like the easiest thing to do to get zero. Like, out of all the things you have to do to get zero emissions, that's like the easiest one. That's pretty hard within 12 years. Maybe like in 30 years.
Yeah, because like the biggest thing about like carbon emissions is a lot of the time environmentalists like to, like, don't get me wrong, I love the environment. I really think that we need to do a better job of protecting it. But like a lot of environmentalists focus on the consumer level of things, like, you know, how like California recently banned plastic straws, right? That's the wrong approach because...
Ooh, I'm kidding.
Go ahead. Oh, yeah. They're,
California is whack.
Yeah, California. That's an interesting place. But that's a wrong approach because a lot of the waste... A lot of plastic waste specifically comes from other countries, and a lot of the like carbon emissions and stuff like that comes from corporations. It's a corporation type of
waste. You have to get all companies to agree to this.
Yeah.
And I saw Apple was kind of doing it with their new iPhones. They're going more green.
Yeah.
But like, you would have to get, not only would you have to get everyone riding in electrical cars, which I think is hard to do already, but you would have to like get big companies to agree to, and if companies already like are not on board with you, like, because companies typically go with like Republicans because tax breaks and stuff like that, but like, and if it's like a Democrat, it's gonna be hard to do that within, pretty much impossible to do that within 12 years. But she thinks she could do it. She's like making all these promises, so maybe
that's the kind of political pattern we have in America, you know, big promises, but no follow through with it.
Except for Trump.
To an extent, him too. I mean, realistically, do I think we're going to go to border wall? Probably not.
Yeah.
But,
we have pieces, but it's going to be a difficult road to get like an official one big one.
We might have to do a special episode on the wall.
If it works though. I mean, if he gets it, anyway, we'll do that.
That's a whole other thing.
So we could both agree we're not big fans of Miss Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes.
But do your own research, of course. Don't just take our word for it.
Yeah.
We
all want everyone to be well-informed citizens.
Yeah. And even like the funny thing is, Anderson Cooper, who's like, he works for CNN. He's like a big time guy for CNN. So he's kind of on the left. He has some questionable interviews and stuff like that. But he was like in shock with her. Like when she, one other thing we'll talk about her. So he said, so in the past, like she's been like known for getting stuff wrong, like numbers wrong. And she was like saying, one of her more famous ones, she was like, well, unemployment is down because people are working two jobs. And like, that's been proven like false. Like it's been debunked. And anyway, he was like kind of saying like, what are your thoughts to people that call you out on the facts? And she was like, she said something, and maybe we'll try to get this in the episode. Probably not though. But, she said like, people are so, this is my female voice. People are so, like they want the facts, but in reality we have to face on, morality of the issue, not the facts. And like, it didn't make sense. And like Anderson Cooper was like so stunned that she said that. It's kind of like the, Ben Shapiro, his famous thing, like, facts don't care about your feelings. It's like the complete opposite of that. Like, it's just...
feeling, facts don't matter. Your feelings.
Yeah.
Like at the same time, you need to find a balance.
Yeah, you need. Yeah.
But you need to use the facts because facts are facts. You know, you can't say that like I hate gravity because it makes me weigh more, and then say say gravity isn't real. Like I know that's not the extent that people are going to, but that like that's the direction we're heading towards. So yeah, hopefully this doesn't turn into a purely political show, but it's something that people like to talk about all over the place, so we'll talk about it a little bit here then.
So I believe, do you have any thoughts on that last subject?
No, I think we're good. Yeah,
so that just about concludes episode one of season two. We'll think of a name, we'll put out a name on the title, we'll think of a name for this episode. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. You want to sign off, Azekiah, or like do your sign off?
This is Azekiah Valente. I very much enjoyed recording this first episode. I'm looking forward to more in the future.
Awesome. Yeah, we're looking forward to go follow us again, the_modpod, the_modpod. Sound spelled exactly how it sounds, so no reason. We're on Instagram and we're on Facebook, so
be sure to leave feedback. We always want to improve ourselves and give you guys what you want. So
definitely DM us or leave a comment or do whatever, whatever you feel like. We're not gonna force you, but for sure go follow us or you're not allowed to listen. Thank you. But yeah, so there it goes. Thank you so much for listening. Have an awesome weekend, and appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.